and we are talking all about Audiocraft, which if you're a listener of this show or really any type of radio will be of interest to you. So Audiocraft is an Australian festival leading the way in all things podcast making. The three-day festival involves provocative talks, live events, and of course the opportunity to meet other audio makers and fans. Joining me to chat more about the event is Jess Binneth, and the founder and director of Audiocraft, as well as Olivia Rosenman, one of the festival's panelists. Good morning.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, great to be here.
Great to have you. So, Jess, I might start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about Audiocraft as an organisation and when and how it all began?
Yeah, so Audiocraft started out as a festival. This will be our fourth one, and Kate Montague and I sort of thought that there was not enough hanging out. You know, like radio makers were often in a studio, much like this one, by ourselves, and we wanted to kind of get everyone together and to kind of talk shop, you know, talk about, you know, all the nerdy audio things that we really love to talk about. So we did our first festival 4 years ago, and it was small. There were about 100 people there, and then it just kind of grew really quickly. As you said, it's now a three-day event. We get about 700 people through across the weekend, which I think says a lot about how excited everyone else is getting about audio. There's a lot of new people who are sort of coming into the community. And really, it's just a couple of days to get nerdy about sound, listen to really great work, talk about, you know, what it takes to start a podcast. You know, we have workshops and we have like big industry talks, which is what Olivia is sort of leading the way on at this year's festival. So yeah, it's a great weekend.
Awesome. And is that something that you have maybe noticed in around the world, this kind of network building in audio at all? Or is it unique to Australia, do you think?
No, I think it's definitely something that is sort of going on all around the world. Third Coast is probably one of the biggest conferences that happens. It's in Chicago. It's been going for like 16 years. And, you know, that's kind of like, that used to be the really big podcast festival that everyone would flock to every year. And people still do. But I think it's also become this thing where in your local community, people are taking those lessons back and starting their own thing. So yeah, there's a lot of conferences in Europe, and there's a lot more that happen in the States now as well. And there's a few that happen in Australia too. But yeah, I think Audiocraft has been going the longest. And so There's some good groundswell there. Yeah.
And yeah, as you mentioned, it's been going for 4 years. How has the industry changed over that time? Have you observed, besides a growth in the festival, have you observed many other major changes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact that we have, you know, five times the amount of people that are coming through the doors, I think speaks to how many people are kind of getting into audio and wanting to make their own podcast. You know, we also run an agency alongside the festival, and Olivia is one of our producers. And the work, the increase of work that we're seeing coming through in terms of people that want to make podcasts, I think speaks to, you know, the interest there from people outside of audio, you know, nerdy audio networks, and also the money that's kind of coming into audio and the innovation in tech, I think is improving. And so, I mean, you'll have noticed in your podcast feed, there's far more to listen to now. So I definitely think it's international.
Yeah. And I often hear people say that this is, you know, the golden age of radio and stuff like that. Do you agree with that kind of sentiment, or do you think it's always in the golden age?
Yeah, it's a bit of a controversial question, and it's definitely something that comes up every year at Audiocraft. I think radio is still really big. I think it has been for a really long time. Australia has a long history with, you know, audio drama and audio arts. And so I think that has always been there. I think what we're seeing is maybe podcasting becoming more mainstream and readily available. It's, you know, your phone's always on you, and therefore it's not just about listening at, you know, to the radio at home or in the car. Now you've got sort of audio on you at all times. And so I think we're seeing it mainstream and widen out there.
Awesome. And Olivia, can you tell me a little bit about your background in podcasting, where you've come from?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got my start right here in this studio, in fact, Nicole. I started making radio with 2SER. With a show called Fourth Estate. And
I think that still happens.
It definitely still does. So I made a bunch of stuff here and then was very lucky to be taken into the Audiocraft agency at a certain point. So I've been making a bunch of podcasts with them. I had my own podcast also for a while, which is on a bit of a hiatus for the moment. So, yeah, I've been making a range of you know, branded podcasts, you know, story-based narrative podcasts for the past two-ish years now, maybe almost 3 years. Also History Lab at, which is also a 2SER production.
And so you're featured on a panel, produced a panel all about storytelling. Can you explain why you wanted to explore this?
Yeah, so one of the other things that I've been doing for the past year is working with Google's Creative Lab, which is an amazing, very cool little part of the organization that is basically there to make projects, sort of creative technology projects. So explore the kind of intersection between culture, storytelling and technology, often in partnership with big or small cultural organisations, theatres, galleries. So yeah, I've been doing that for the past year, which has been an amazing experience and has really exposed me to a lot of very cool technology in the storytelling space. And that's what my panel is sort of going to look at, the future of sort of the future. And I think I've sort of noticed that a lot of the past conferences, there's kind of these talks about the scary future of technology and how it's going to change storytelling and, you know, ooh, AI, it's all very scary. And I kind of want to have a more concrete conversation about some of the amazing technology that is available now and how that might actually change what we do.
It seems across the whole festival there's a kind of a nice balanced exploration of both the technological side of things as well as the ideas-based thing. Is that something that you find is important to display in this
room? Yeah, and certainly what I want to do on the panel is kind of look at how, you know, technology is technology. In the end, you know, our role as audio makers, as storytellers, is to tell great stories. And there's a number of different ways we can do that. And I think, you know, there are some interesting questions that we might start to ask when we look at sort of how technology has changed media thus far. It's about kind of breaking down more traditional mediums, breaking down art forms often into smaller pieces that we kind of consume, you know, when we want, where we want and how we want. So how might that go ahead and manifest itself in audio and in podcasting? I think it's really interesting to start thinking about things like nonlinear narrative. You know, we as an audience or as users sort of expect these days, we don't really want to just start at the beginning and go through to the end with all kinds of media. Like, we're kind of just much more used to dipping in and dipping out and following something one way and then coming back. So yeah, but you know, fundamentally it's not we're just going to sit there and geek out about technology for an hour, which as much as I would happily do that, it's more about let's see what's available in the near future and how might not.
Great. And Jess, would you be able to give us a little bit more of an overview of who's featured on the lineup and what we can expect from the festival?
Yeah, so there's three main days to the festival. On the Friday night, we've got like a live storytelling night where we're bringing in dance and comedy and a whole bunch of other stuff to sort of bring storytelling alive. So that's on the Friday night. On the Saturday, that's our main day. That's our conference day. And so that's happening at the Australian Film and Television School this year. And it's a really big program. We have like just under 50 speakers who are coming in for the day to run workshops and meetups and panel discussions. You know, we've got people coming out from overseas as well. Avery Truffleman from 99% Invisible. We've got some people from the Spotify New York office coming out. Ian Shillag from Radiotopia, Everything is Alive, which is one of my favourite podcasts at the moment. Jonathan Zenti from Italy. Joseph Michael from New Zealand. So we've got lots of different people coming out to kind of share what they know with the Australian community. And we've got locals coming in as well. So Olivia, Tim Roxra from Unravel at the ABC. We've got like a whole bunch of local makers as well coming from all over Australia who will sort of come in and we'll pull apart how to make a podcast, kind of dip into the really big questions around looking after yourself when you're doing creative work, you know, pitching, how to do really good, you know, perform and do a really good live pitch. Yeah, so there's it's a huge program this year, and you can find out more about it on audiocraft.com.au. The actual program comes out on Wednesday, so that will be live. But we've also got heaps of information up there at the moment around what that day looks like. And then on Sunday, we're at the Royal Botanic Gardens to do a little bit sort of more out in the field. We'll be doing workshops on how to actually record outside. We'll be doing live podcast events. We're doing a future podcast panel where three podcasters get up and do their show live from the year 2062. So Helen Zaltzman from The Illusionist will get up and sort of do her show as though we're coming live from the future. It's a really big day and there's something for everyone and we're really excited about it.
100%. And what are you hoping that people or maybe aspiring content creators get out of attending the festival, ideally?
So the theme this year that we're working to is community, collaboration and connection. So it's very much about coming in to this space and feeling really good about the work that you're doing and meeting other people who are at a similar level to you and, people that you might be able to join up with and collaborate with, even if it's just about like sharing the work that you're doing, finding someone who is better at mixing or sound engineering or music to kind of, work with you on the storytelling podcast that you're doing. So yeah, this year it's very much about coming, finding your people and skilling up together. And just sort of like geeking out on really good sounding audio.
Sounds like a wonderful way to foster a community. Well, great. Thank you so much for joining me and telling us all about Audiocraft.
Thanks.
Pleasure.